Hey Audio Boo, how you going, buddy? How's life out there in the real world? Buggered if I'd know. I'm in my hotel room here in Singapore after having another day, finishing up another day. What did we do? 13 and a half hours today? Or was it 14? 13 and a half, yeah. I'm just shutting down for the night. I might ramble a bit. Excuse me for that. It's Tuesday night, that's right, and we've got one more full day here in Singapore, and Thursday afternoon we head home back to Brisbane. And yeah, we've had two really huge days. Did I do an audio poo last night? I think I did. Yeah, I did, and I published it this morning. We had a big day yesterday, another big day today, and Matt was spraying the clear finish on the job, and he got it on, and then we got a little bit of rain, didn't we, which spoilt the finish, just to make things really screwed up. So tomorrow we've got to try and ameliorate that. I don't know how we're going to go. We should be able to pull something off. And the other work that Matt's been doing, the spraying and the colour and the painting and all that sort of stuff, and I've been doing the building of these other components over there on the other side, and that's been going okay, but we've still got a big day ahead of us tomorrow, Wednesday, and get that done. And we're just doing the grind, just day after day. Went down to breakfast this morning, and I walked around the buffet. Now, it's a really good buffet. Oh, it is so good. They've got, how many different ways do you want to be served eggs? And they've got bacon, and they've got chicken sausages, and they've got Asian breakfast, you know, congee and fried rice and dumplings and steamed buns. And then they've got the European, you know, the salamis and the breads, and the yogurt and the muesli. They've got every culture looked after, coffee and tea and... just extraordinary buffet, just to suit everybody from the Japanese and Koreans to the Germans to the Australians to the South Americans. It's just magnificent. And I was walking around it going, I am so over this. It's like bloody Groundhog Day. I said it to Matt. Feels like Groundhog Day every morning. I go down there and I look around and I go, I don't want this anymore. I don't know, Audio Boo, tell me, am I being selfish, am I being greedy? Yeah, I'm staying in a really, really swanky hotel. I really am, you know, it's just magnificent, you know. I don't live in anywhere near this opulence back home. And frankly, I don't care. It doesn't matter because all I do is come here and sleep. And I just watched about 15 minutes of Singapore TV, and it's just crap. Don't get me wrong, it's no different to television back in Australia. It's all crap. I find the most interesting stuff what I managed to pick up through the internet connection on my iPad, which is what I do most nights. And last night I had a magnificent curry. Did I mention that in the previous audio boo? I can't remember. Sorry if I'm repeating myself. And tonight I didn't feel like that, so I grabbed a couple of beers and I just went and got a couple of samosas, and it was lovely. I could go down to the hotel here in the, to the restaurant here in the hotel. We did one night. We actually had the evening buffet, which had, again, it was like breakfast. It had every sort of cultural foodie experience you could possibly have, want, desire. And we got into it and we gave it a nudge, and it cost us $68, $50 I think, and $18 for the beer, two beers. Yes, beer is expensive. I mentioned that previously. And we gave the buffet a bit of a red hot go, and yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Nothing flash. The seafood didn't particularly impress me. It was all quite tasteless, to be honest. Seafood back home in Australia is far, far nicer. The prawns were very tasteless. And same with the mussels and the oysters. But Yeah, it was very average. And it cost, like I said, $68 for, you know, buffet and two beers. Whereas last night I had a curry, street food, for $6, and three beers for, I think that cost me just under $3 each, so $10. So there you go, for, you know, somewhere around about $15. I ended up having a wonderful feed last night, and I really, really quite enjoyed that. And that was nice to sort of mix it with the culture, which unfortunately we've missed out on in this trip. It's just been, I've been hanging out with this bloody Australian dude, and we've been just talking like Australians talk about stuff. And we're on this site, and we don't associate with anybody else other than when we sort of swing into the shopping centre to get a bite to eat a couple of times during the day, and then they just serve us what we want, you know, an iced tea or sushi like I had today for lunch, and we fly out of there and we really don't mix. However, today I had to go out and get some Sikaflex. Sikaflex, if you don't know what it is, it's a, I think it's made in Germany, but it's a gap filler. It's very, very flexible urethane gap filler. They use it in concrete. They use it for caulking in boat decks, things like that. It's a very handy product. Anyway, I needed to track some of that down, which I had, and I needed to go to find a supplier. So I jumped in the cab while I left Matt at work to continue doing his thing. And I went on a bit of a mission to find this supplier. And I tell you, it's probably been the highlight of my trip, was that one expedition to go and get that Sikaflex. Because I got this cab, and we eventually ended up at Penang Loop. It's an industrial area. It's down near the harbour, or port, boat building area. And we found this industrial complex, building, whatever you want to call it. It's about seven stories high, and it is just a rabbit warren of, well, each floor would probably have to have, goodness, 40 or so businesses in it. So it's just a rabbit warren. And they were selling everything. I could smell these scents of spices and herbs and fish and chemicals and grease and wood and paper and just this cacophony, if that's the right word, of smells coming out of this place. And I was only on the first floor. I didn't go up high into it. And I eventually found my supplier. He's a supplier of sealants and epoxy resins for the boat building industry. And I got the product I was after. And they were so good and so helpful. And they were looking after this crazy Australian who was just swinging through and needed to get this Sikaflex. And I did the deal, paid the money, and they were all so courteous. And I just wanted to make sure I was looked after. And they were upselling me as much as they could about, you know, wanting to come back and do some more business with them, which is great. You know, you can't blame them for that. You know, trying to develop a bit of a long-term relationship. Unfortunately, long-term for me is the next couple of days. But it was just an extraordinary building, and it was so nice to actually connect with people. I connected with the young fellow who served me. He probably spoke the best English. And he told me that he'd been to the Gold Coast, where the head office of one of the suppliers of one of the products I have is. And so he's been to Australia. And the cabbie who took me home mentioned that his daughter is currently in Brisbane and the Gold Coast doing the tourist thing. And I actually told him, I said, Singapore has one quarter of Australia's population in the size of half of Brisbane. He was agog at the thought of that. I saw his mouth open, and he was shocked. And I did that calculation the other night with Matt. It's very, very intense, this place called Singapore. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful to go over there and connect with real people, living their lives, doing their thing, bashing out a living. And that has probably been the highlight. I think I mentioned in a previous audio boo, the great thing about this trip is that we have been mixing it with the locals, and we haven't been mixing at all. Other than that, it was a couple of brief moments on Sunday when I was walking around the tourist areas. We haven't been associating with Westerners and tourists. We've been associating with the locals. And the locals are in like I mentioned previously, Asian. There are so many Chinese, Malay, Indian people here. So many, and they speak crap English. Far, far, far better English is spoken in Berlin than there is here in what was once an English colony. Even the people on the front desk here in the hotel speak a stilted English that has really surprised me. Really surprised me. I thought that the English here in Singapore would be very, very good. And that's the exact opposite. The young guy who served me today actually spoke good English, and I complimented him on it because it was so nice to have an easy conversation with him. So that was the highlight of my day, and then we got back to work and we just flogged ourselves and just went hard all day and came home. And it's been hot. The sun sort of swings past the yard arm about 2-3 o'clock, and we get about 3 hours of really intense heat. Now the humidity's up, it's 34 degrees, but I tell you, where that sun is beating down, the polyester panels that I've made, that I've brought here, they don't have any fiberglass reinforcing, they're just polyester resin, so it's fiberglass resin, but it's slumping, it's actually deforming in the heat, that's how hot it is. So in the heat where I'm working for those couple of hours, it's probably up around 40 degrees. It's really hot, really uncomfortable, and we struggle for a good few hours, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Tomorrow we have to get there. We have to get this sucker put to bed tomorrow, and we have to dot the final I's and cross the final T's, because we really don't want to have to go back on Thursday, because that's the day that we have to fly out. And to actually go to the airport from work, from the site, it would be a real drag. Like, for starters, imagine getting on an overnight plane flight back to Australia, having come out of a grubby, sticky, hot work environment without having a shower. Yeah, don't want that. So we have to try and get this sucker sorted tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I'm shagged, totally shagged. I need to get some rest. Hey, Audioboo, thanks for being there. Thanks for giving me a reason. I was about to go to bed, actually, and I was cleaning my teeth, and I went, oh, Audioboo, that's right. All those guys are out, people, everybody's out there, all those people I know on Audioboo. They're there. I'll just say hello. So I'm saying hello. Hello, everybody. I'm going to fall down asleep. Night.